The NDP incumbent for the Skeena-Bulkley Valley swept the polls again last night. Nathan Cullen has represented the riding since 2004. He joins me on the line from Smithers this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Carolina.
And congratulations. Another big victory for you, but the NDP has fallen to third place.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bittersweet pill, I suppose, to swallow. We had an amazing night here in the Northwest, and we have this incredible core of supporters and volunteers that come out, and I'm constantly humbled by the support that we get from right across the region. And want to definitely give a shout-out to the other candidates that ran in this election as well here in the Northwest and right across Canada. It's a huge sacrifice that people make. For the party, we held ground in B.C. We did well in part Northern Ontario and the Prairies and Southwestern and Quebec, but it was definitely not the night that we wanted. We hoped for different things. I mean, it's a mixed blessing as well. I was hoping to see the end of Mr. Harper's time as Prime Minister. I thought there was a lot of negative things that happened in the country and threats like Northern Gateway and such. And one interesting thing is that the Liberals ran on a very progressive platform, and voters overwhelmingly supported that. And maybe we didn't run progressively enough, but now we move to the next phase, which is governance and seeing some of these things come forward, which some of them I definitely support.
Yeah, we'll see what comes to pass in the next few days, and I want to track back to that in just a moment. But the NDP no longer has its official opposition status. So what does that mean for you in terms of lobbying for Skeena-Bulkley Valley?
Well, I don't know if it changes that much. I have a good relationship across the aisle. I was even able to work with conservatives who are, obviously not supportive of NDP policies, and we were able to get more support into the Northwest than any other opposition riding in BC in the last 4 years. I hope we find more common ground actually with the Liberals. They borrowed many of our ideas and took up causes that I've long supported, like getting more infrastructure money into the Northwest, an inquiry into missing and murdered women. Some significant things that, like getting rid of Enbridge Northern Gateway.
Mm-hmm. Let me stop you there, Nathan, because as you mentioned, the Liberals have said they won't go forward with Northern Gateway. How will you make sure that the Liberals keep their promise on that front?
It's an issue that stretches far beyond just the Northwest. It's an issue very important to British Columbia. The Liberals were able to gain some support from BC, and to make that commitment and then break the commitment would be devastating, not just for the issue, but certainly for them politically. So they are a political entity, and they realize what it would be to break faith with British Columbians and Canadians. So I remain hopeful and willing to work with the new government, with the new prime minister, and that's my job, is to represent people here in the Northwest in our interests. So I think we can go ahead. I think we can improve our environmental assessment so that's done properly. See that LNG is done properly across the Northwest and other resource development, but that's a pretty firm commitment, along with changing the electoral system so that this is the last election that we fight in first past the post. It's an ambitious agenda, and expectations will be high for Mr. Trudeau, and part of my job in opposition is to make sure that they fulfill their promises, particularly the ones that we hold in common.
Mm-hmm. And interesting, with the Enbridge piece of it, it does send a message to the business community that major projects can potentially be cancelled. How do you negotiate through that when there's also the question of LNG development here in the Northwest?
Well, I think what industry want is ultimately what communities want, what First Nations want, which is a science-based evaluation, so we have really good environmental assessments, that we don't do projects badly. We want stronger community voices so that we are able to influence what happens to us in our region, because we're the ones that bear the risk, and that there's an increased level of certainty, particularly around First Nations issues. As you know, Carolina, there's been a lot of conflict over the last number of years between the government and First Nations. I think one expectation that we'll have is that we'll have the beginnings of a different relationship for First Nations people in the government. We'll see if Mr. Trudeau is able to go through those waters properly. And I think, again, to circle back, it works for industry and it works for communities. If we have decent evaluations and we have good community input rather than courts and conflict, we need reconciliation and respect. And I think that's something that I'll be continuing to press on because I have since day one, regardless of who the government is.
I'm speaking with Nathan Cullen, re-elected last night as the NDP MP for Skeena Bulkley Valley. Mr. Cullen, you made a run for the leadership of the NDP a few years ago. One of the big questions coming up on Twitter last night is that it might come to pass again. Are you thinking about that right now?
Not even a little.
Why not?
Because, first of all, it's not an issue. Tom Mulcair is staying on. We know that Mr. Harper has decided to step down. I mean, what's interesting for me, Carolina, as a new Democrat, I think this is our second highest or maybe third highest at worst showing in the history of the party. It's what's changed is expectations that the NDP now vies for government and getting 44 seats is disappointing. As opposed to 10 years ago, 44 seats would have seemed like knocking it out of the park. Mm-hmm. That's the reality any NDP leader now faces, and Tom's up to that task. So I have full confidence in him. I'm, you know, returning emails and Facebook messages and going to spend some time with my kids and then get back to work. We've got a lot to do here. And 0% of my attention and interest right now is on the kind of leadership aspirations.
And first thing on your agenda when you get back to work?
Committing to the missing and murdered investigation, the National Inquiry.
Yeah, that wasn't mentioned at all last night in Trudeau's victory speech.
Well, he made the commitment. And I'm going to hold him to it because that matters to a lot of people, not just up here, but right across the country. Getting to work on getting our economy is just stuck, eh? We've lost so many manufacturing jobs. The Liberals had some ideas. Some of them we like. Some of them I think we can add to. And one thing that came out of this election, Carolina, just real quick, we had 20 debates that I went to in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm. I was
at some of them. The debates in the schools were incredible, as they often are. And I really want to push some electoral changes, some different ideas that were coming from those young Canadians who want in, who are incredibly engaged and connected. I think we have to do a lot better job in encouraging and investing in our young people, helping them with education and finding a job. So there's a lot of priorities I have. There's a lot of work to do in the Northwest. Once the election is over, it's over. We don't campaign anymore. What it's about is trying to do right by people and rebuild any bridges that were you know, weakened a bit because, you know, politics is a divisive thing. It's winners and losers, and now the work begins to strengthen the Northwest entirely, and I think our place is firmly fixed on the map in terms of Canada, and I'll be meeting with the new government as soon as it forms and start lobbying for all those projects that we need doing up here in the Northwest. And the arena in Hazelton, I got a list. Don't worry, I've got a really good list. It's based on what people want.
All right, well, we'll be watching for you to tick those things off your list. Nathan Cullen, NDP MP for Skeena Bulkley Valley, re-elected last night with 51% of the votes. Congratulations.
Thank you for that, Carolina, and thanks for the time. I always appreciate being on.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.